You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Good morning, Truth Nation. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly for hour number two. And it's going to be a big hour, Truth Nation, because the time has come. We've been talking about this for about 3 months now. The Gruber 5K giveaway is going down today. All the past 3 months, we have been entering different contestants to get an opportunity to win this $5,000. And today, around the 8:30-ish hour, we will be calling and giving out $5,000. So you do not want to miss it. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
So during the first hour, we were discussing President Joe Biden recently had a video call with Latino activists this past Tuesday evening. And during this video call, he made a comment in response to a joke that was made at former President Donald Trump's rally, which was last Sunday at Madison Square Garden, during which Tony Hinchcliffe, who is a very well-known roast comedian, he was hilarious during the Tom Brady roast. I'm going to keep it 101.7 The Truth. He was hilarious. But that's the thing. He's a roast comedian.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand why he needed to be at a campaign rally for a presidential election, but that's neither here nor there. And so he referred to Puerto Rico as a, quote, floating island of garbage, Tony Hinchcliffe. So President Joe Biden basically referred to during this video, well, you know what? Let's just play it one more again. DJ Ricky, let's hit him with the President Joe Biden remarks.
Donald Trump has no character. He doesn't give a damn about the Latino community. He's failed businessman. He only cares about the billionaire friends he has and accumulating wealth for those at the top. No, he says immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country. Give me a break. He wants to do away with the birthright citizenship. Who the hell has said that in the last 100 years? And just the other day, a speaker at his rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know the Puerto Rican that I know, or Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware. They're good, decent, honorable people.
And he goes on to say that those who support Trump, and I quote, "The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable."
I feel the same way I felt the first time I heard it. It was unnecessary. And I just think that there could have been an opportunity for him to cut it off, and it could have been a statement. I don't think any of us would have been talking about it today. The only reason why we're talking about it is because he went on to say, you know, anybody who's, you know, Trump supporters are garbage. But I don't know. Let's hear what the caller has to say. The caller, you on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I think that a more appropriate adult insult was to be factual and call a person who was a draft dodger during the Vietnam War the coward that he is and was, and to be specific about the comic who, you know, if you call him trash, you know, because of his comments, you know, you would be in the wrong. Or to talk about people who cannot accept when they've lost an election and decide to try to overthrow our government and be very specific, you know. And since he is a president who's going out, he'd be well within his rights to talk about those events and those people. I'm sure General Kelly, because as a person in the military, that's exactly what we call cowards. How Brother Al says, sugar, honey, iced tea, birds, would be a better comment to make about, you know, the whole Klan rally that we saw. So I think Vice President Harris did a great job of stating that she has a different opinion, and we'll move on from this, and the news cycle will take us somewhere else.
Yeah. Thank you to caller. We definitely, I think, all agree with that. Madam Vice President, really, that was a great follow-up. And I mean, and very little time to prepare. I mean, like you said, DT, she was coming off the stage, and then bam, they hit her with, hey, what's up with the president saying this? And then she had that response. But that was a strong statement, a leadership type of statement.
Here's why this is, to me, a story. And we see you, G. Really quick, this is why this is a story to me. Because for those who have young children that are highly influenced and during their formative years, what are you going to do when your child comes into the family room and says, Mom, I got suspended from school? Well, why did you get suspended from school, little Johnny? Because I called one of my classmates garbage. Well, you can't do that, Johnny. That's not right to name call. Well, the president does.
Yeah.
What we gonna say when we, because we're normalizing this type of behavior, and it's coming from people who are regarded as the most powerful, influential leaders in the free world. This is not leadership. So to me, it is definitely an example of where we are headed regarding leadership. So I am so thankful that Madam Vice President said what she said, because we shouldn't start calling people names and being disrespectful just because they disagree with us. G, thank you for your patience. You're live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning, DT and Telly. You're absolutely right, but I just like to say this: some of Trump supporters are garbage, because if you get a chance to read some of those vulgar, foul T-shirts that they wear, describing Vice President Harris, calling her the H-O word, Joe in the H-O or whatever, you know, I just put it like that. They got a lot of, she's been called stupid, dumb, unintelligent, like she doesn't deserve the position that she's had, you know, and does that go with the territory? And Ms. Thomas, we're already there as far as leadership in our country, because this country elected Donald Trump with all the vulgar statements that he's made about disabled people, women, black people, Hispanic people, rapists, murderers. We're already there. And he got elected president and may get elected again. So, I agree that you're right. And remember when First Lady Michelle Obama said, when they go low, we go high? Well, the Democrats have done that, I think, for the most part, but they're not going high. That rally that they had in New York City and others proved it right there. Each one of those speakers got up. They were angry. They were vicious. They were vile. But the media isn't commenting. I guess Trump gets a pass when he does things like that. So I agree with you, but then again, you know. I mean, I think we're already there, but maybe President Biden shouldn't have went there just because they do it. I mean, you have to do it. So, that's just my comment. And I thanks for taking my call. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Thank you, G. Appreciate you sharing your thoughts. Right, Telly, reactions. You. You're welcome.
There's so many things that you could go with it, because G made some great points, and you always, and even Al said it, like, it's tough to always be the bigger person, and especially in a campaign race such as this one, because you have someone that doesn't care, you know, where he is going to go or how low. There's no depth to how low he could go, and he could say anything. And we said it before, and we'll say it again. It's two races in one, because it's not the same criteria for both candidates. One could say anything. And what did Van Jones say about a couple of weeks ago? One can be lawless and one has to be flawless. And that's just truly what it is. And we could dance around it and say whatever, but at the end of the day, there's certain things that Trump can get away with that Harris/Biden cannot get away with. And when they try to cross over and play that game, then it ends up making them look bad, because that's not who they are. They are the ones that's getting out of character to, you know, respond to something that he's doing. And he's fully in character. Like, he hasn't missed a beat.
It's just disappointing for me when I see this is the representation of leadership. And when G said this is where we are now as a society, I'm going to say this. It may be what is celebrated from a media standpoint, whether it's talk radio, whether it's, you know, broadcasting news networks or even social media. And I've said this before, Telly, we're just continuing to normalize mediocrity and disrespect and division. And that is not leadership. Mm. Listen, you have every right to feel about a person and you can say whatever you want. But when you're the president of the United States or you're running for the president of the United States and you're on a public platform, just stick to the facts. Just stick to the feelings in terms of motivating, inspiring. Not insulting, because that, again, is not leadership. But I guess, you know, it's becoming leadership. I won't play that game as a leader and a leadership coach. I'm not going to consult my client. Yeah, when that person makes you mad, you call them garbage. Do you know how many lawsuits as a consultant I would be presented with if that was the type of advice
that
people paid me to give them?
Can't do that.
And that's why... There is no corporation, there's no nonprofit organization, there's no private or public sector where you would see a CEO calling another CEO garbage. It's a word that doesn't even need to be associated when you are an executive leader for the world. You can feel however you feel. Like, Telly, you and I probably... So you're telling me that nobody has ever said anything bad about you, or you've never said anything bad about somebody. That's just human nature. But there's a time and a place.
Yeah.
There's a time and a place to tell some or call somebody a name. It's not during a video call with activists or potential voters. And that's for both parties. Grow up, Democrats and Republicans. I have never in my life, since I'd say the past two presidential elections, seen so much name calling. For what? Yeah. That's not leadership.
Nah.
Period.
Nah. And that's not campaigning. That's not how it's supposed to go. And Donald Trump has, once he has made the Republican Party his party, he was, you know, was determined to do things his way. And but if you go back over history, this is not the way that presidential debates and campaigns and things of that nature it typically goes. And so.
Right.
The whole, because just because you come up with a semi funny nickname for somebody doesn't mean that, oh man, that person is that or they're bad and I'm not going to vote for them. Like, to me, that's just because at the end of the day, when November 5th happens or November 6th, like your memory doesn't shut off. No matter who wins, you're going to remember all the things that the other person was saying about them. It doesn't just all of a sudden go away.
Exactly. And it won't. Lana Banana, we see you. We're going to take a break really quick. When we come back, we're going to hear from Lana Banana. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Also, y'all, when I read this, I was like, are you kidding me? So apparently you can take a check in the amount of $300,000 and deposit it into an ATM and get cash back.
Oh, wow.
There are some repercussions. We're going to get into that when we come back. Stay locked in. This is our second hour. We got more hot topics for you. And again, caller, please hold. We'll take you as soon as we come back from our break. This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Like
Truth Nation, you already know the truth is the home of Marquette University High School Hilltoppers football. We have a big round two playoff matchup as the Marquette Hilltoppers look to keep their playoff journey alive as they host the De Pere Redbirds. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. this Friday night. High school sports on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth is presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
And tune in to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth this Saturday at 10 a.m. for another episode of Community Heartbeat presented by Outreach Community Health Centers. Sherwin Hughes will be joined by Dr. Nicole Mubunafe, Chief Medical Officer at Outreach Community Health Centers, where they will discuss the fact that 9 out of 10 American adults struggle with health literacy. Now, how can we better understand our personal health? They will discuss. This is not just a show. It's a movement dedicated to bringing our community together through wellness. Do not miss Community Heartbeat, presented by Outreach Community Health Centers this Saturday at 10 a.m. on 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. We hope you're having a great week. It's Friday Eve, Friday Junior. We getting ready for that weekend. And Glorilla. Come on, Truth Nation. Somebody hook me up. Look at the Glorilla.
That changed everything for
what?
Well, you found that out, huh?
I love her.
Yeah, well, you can see her in person if you get up to Madison tomorrow.
Man, now tell you, you know how I roll. Mm-mm. That's what I'm saying. If anybody got a plug, 833-212-1017. Anybody got a plug to go see Glorilla?
We got the plug. Who got the plug?
I need the plug, y'all. Well, speaking of plug, somebody was trying to get a plug with J.P. Morgan Chase. If you bank with JP Morgan Chase, you probably remember there was a big technical issue with the bank's ATMs allowing people to deposit bogus checks and withdraw the money immediately from their account. Now, this went viral, Telly. This was all over social media. They even had TikTok users making videos about how you could deposit the fraudulent checks and walk away with people actually were.
Wow.
They were posting videos.
Posted on how you can illegally.
And look, and I'm biased because I'm talking about name calling and leadership. Of course, name calling is accepted because you have people that are going up to ATMs. Not making this up. A gentleman in the Southern District of Texas went to a JP Morgan ATM, deposited a fraudulent check. Guess how much the check was, Telly? Just guess the amount. But I'm the one that's wrong. Common sense, y'all. It don't matter no more. Guess how much the check was?
I'm going to go off of my experience and say I just would think like $300-$400. You ain't really trying to, you know, make somebody get too alarmed by, especially if it's fraudulent.
$335,000.
Excuse me, what?
Well, was the check that this masked man, this John Doe, deposited at a JP Morgan ATM in the South District of Texas. Now, when he deposited this fraudulent $335,000 check, guess how much he withdrew in cash?
How much?
I'm like, now I know Texas is big, but damn, he withdrew $290,939.47. He said, you know what? Dang. Let me keep a little bit in there just so it don't look that bad. I'm I'm going to make it out to $335,000.
I love when we say, I don't want it to look that bad. I know it's going to be bad. I just don't want it to look that bad.
You think they going to notice?
What'd you say, Ricky? Ricky, wait a minute, say it again.
You think they going to notice? It's like the dude from Barbershop that's trying to break into the ATM, yeah. Thinking nobody wasn't going to notice.
They were like, you think they going to notice?
And I'm the dumb one.
Hey, so over the past 10 years, my account ain't ever been over $600. And then all of a sudden, I could deposit $330,000 in and take out how much again, DT?
Hey, man, pull over. Before we hit this nightclub, I need to deposit this check. Pull over, right here. Yeah, hold on. I'll be right back.
I'm committing this federal crime. I might as well go all out with it.
Right.
That's what I said, too, when I heard the
I'm going to jail
like,
anyway.
Look, hey, if I'm going big, man. Like, you about to sit me in jail. I'm like, man, this fool trying to get $2,000. Like, what? Like, what?
I'm going to jail.
To answer your question, Telly.
Yeah, 300? Yeah. I'll
might as well make some investments and go chill for a little bit, because that's what you going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
$335,000 check was deposited, a fraudulent $335,000. First of all, when did we start walking up to ATM? You know what? I'm not even going to try to even rationalize any of this. I'm just going to stick to the information. So a gentleman known as the Masked Man deposited a fraudulent check in the amount of $335,000 at a JP Morgan ATM.
Oh.
He then withdrew. And how do you spit that kind of money out the machine?
I didn't even talk about Chase here in a second. ATMs could give you that much money.
So
it wasn't
JP
Wayne
Mortgage.
Was it Wayne Wacker? He didn't recall getting on the highway either.
Telly, I'm trying to be professional.
Okay, all right.
Wait a minute. Why Ricky say? Oh, they won't notice this.
We're gonna
deposit $335,000. We only gonna take out $290,000. So that way, you know, it won't look too suspicious. Okay, here
Looking
we go. JP Morgan Chase has begun filing lawsuits because apparently there is a whole movement of where people over the summer were going to ATMs by JP Morgan Chase and depositing bogus checks and then withdrawing the money from their account. And so a Chase Bank spokesperson says, and I quote, "Fraud is a crime that impacts everyone and undermines trust in the banking system. We are pushing these cases and actively cooperating with law enforcement to make sure that if someone is committing fraud against Chase and its customers, they are held accountable," end of quote. And this was after, again, a man in the Southern District of Texas deposited a fraudulent $335,000 check and then withdrew $290,939.47. He was very specific, too. Telly. You know what, Chase? Somebody needs to sue y'all for letting y'all's customers even do that.
Right, right. And then, like, how I guess it wasn't too much of an underground movement if there were TikTok videos about this and stuff. But I didn't hear about this when this was going on. Not to say that I would have tried it, but was it just like an underground network of like, hey, y'all need to go to JP Morgan Chase and they hooking brothers up? It's because you got to know that this going to come back at some. It may not come back now.
Wait a minute. Not really a city girl on the YouTube message board. You can stream and watch Telly and I live right now on YouTube. The message board is going bananas. Why did not really a city girl say? Oh, so the ATM is giving out house money? Right? You can literally buy a whole house.
Yeah.
Two bedroom.
I didn't know you can get that much out of ATM, DT. I promise you. I had zero idea.
JP Morgan Chase is talking about suing. I'm like, who's investigating y'all?
Right.
Like, what ATM can even spit out? Like, you know how they ask you the denominations you want your money?
Yeah.
You hit large?
Large. But what if you like, man, I want to look like I'm balling. Let me get all 20s. $290,000 worth of 20s?
Telly, I'm still trying to process. Did you walk up to the ATM with a duffel bag or a backpack?
Yeah.
Like,
you can't get all that in your pockets, man. Especially if you got on some skinny jeans like they wearing these days.
Everybody is like, I thought you could only withdraw this. I thought you could only withdraw that. Y'all, I'm the messenger. But apparently, this masked man got away with $290,000 after depositing a fraudulent $335,000 check.
Curly Q is like, how did the first person realize it? Can you imagine? You just try it. Like, you know what, man? I'm down on my luck. I'm gonna try and see if they're gonna give me this money. and you do it. I bet that first person, Curly Q, you are so right. Looking around, man, these fools gave me this money.
Look, Lana Banana, I'm so sorry. I've been thrown off by this story. You have been so extremely patient. Thank you for your patience. You're live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Yeah, how are you two doing?
Good. Crazy story, right?
Just sit up here enjoying the conversation, laughing with y'all. That's crazy. I'll be
Lana Banana, let me hold something. Go to the ATM and let me hold something.
Okay, how much you want to hold?
Right? You know, see, that's why I love black people. Because, see, when we say that, we know what it means. Let me hold something. I love it. Yes, you have the mic.
Mm-hmm. I would be too afraid to do something like that because I know I'm going to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it, an inside job? Or were they at the ATM taking out 500 at a time and just sitting up there and somebody come behind them? They go around at the end of the line and take some more money out? I don't understand because ATMs, like you say, you can only take out, like, what, I think 500 is the max?
Most of them that I know of.
I wouldn't know because when I go to my ATM, it'd be coughing talking about, are you for real?
Hey, most of the time when I go to ATM, I'm only getting $20, so I ain't never getting, you know.
The ATM be like, are you serious? Like, is that what you really, are you sure? That's the amount that you want. You want to go back?
But Lana also brings up a great point. If you only get 500 at a time and people behind you, you just turn around and be like, look, this is going to take a while, man. Y'all might want to go to another ATM.
Dude, my ATM be like, B, please. You tried. I'll give you an A for effort.
Like on, like on Barbershop when Anthony Anderson had, he saw the police and he had the ATM. Just looked like the ATM came out of nowhere. Pretending he getting money out of an ATM that's not even plugged up.
Right.
You know, that's what that reminds me of. But just, you know, I don't know. But getting back with the garbage and calling each other garbage and that. To me, like when you're a leader, you should have more vocabulary and more mental capacity than to be saying, you know, little words like that, like calling each other names back and forth like little kids. Because you know how little kids are. You're garbage. No, you're garbage. You make me sick. No, you make me sick. You know, it's like tit for tat. So if you're a leader, you have to show that you are a leader and be a leader. You know, you don't have to say, you know, his supporters are garbage, you know, because I don't think Trump supporters did anything to Biden. I don't know. But, you know, we just got to keep it professional and keep it, you know, leadership. And, you know, he could have said something like, you know, don't pay attention to those names or whatever, because it doesn't mean that's what you are, and uplift the people some kind of way or something. I don't know. But it's just it seemed like it's a limited mental capacity there with those words.
Yeah.
Lana Banana, I love you.
Hello.
Where have you been all my life?
I love you too.
Thank you, sis. Lana. Thank you. Because I'm starting to feel like
I'm on
the
air.
Yeah. Lana, she made a great point, a bunch of great points, DT. But one of the things that really stuck out to me, and I had to write it down, was Biden's mental capacity. We don't know that. We don't know what his mental capacity is. We haven't talked about it since his last debate. So we don't know where he is, you know, from a mental mindset standpoint. Not to say that's an excuse, but when Lana said it, she brought up a great point. We don't know what his mental capacity is.
Exactly. That's why he needs to stop talking. All right. Thank you so much, Al from Sherman Park, for your patience. You were live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Hey, good morning. I'll play devil's advocate a little bit and talk about culture and if politics is upwind from what we see in society. Now, for Biden, his rhetoric has always been a little off-putting because you can go back to the Predators bill or whatever, he and Hillary with the super Predators comments. And then you can go up to the 2008 election when he was talking about what Barack was the first well-spoken black person that was squeaky clean. And then you have to remember in the 2008 election, you had Hillary out there talking about, at least her supporters, an inadequate black man was going to be moved ahead of a competent, I guess, white woman, and Bill Clinton, Barack could only get his coffee or what have you. So and we have a culture where Hollywood is pushing all this stuff in our rap music, say our movies, and the kids and children hearing this. You sit and you watch those Housewives shows with people fighting back and forth. How does it not bubble up into the politics and the coarsening of the language? Because, you know, Hillary already did the deplorables in, what, 2016? So Hillary has been well involved in a lot of this, how can I say, wayward direction of language in politics and painting your opponents as something other
Al
than...
Al from Sherman Park, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Where are you from? Where are you from?
I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay. What school did you attend? Are you from like the north side, east side, south side?
So I went to, originally started out Harambe Community School, if anyone remembers that. Anthrocentric school. Moved to Brown Deer. After Brown Deer, went to Xavier University, a historically black college, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay. I was just curious because you're a very interesting person. So I just wanted to understand what was your trajectory from an academic standpoint. But that's very impressive. Shout out to Xavier University.
And my father and uncle were very militant African Americans. My uncle served as Michael McGee's what do you call his? They're kind of like the Black Panthers. Okay, so I grew up in all of this. Okay, so I understand it fairly well.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Oh, go ahead.
But when we look at our culture, because there are times I go to the store now and people are openly using the F word right behind the counter where they work, you know, they don't think anything of it. They don't care about seniors or children out there hearing that language. I mean, I was at Midtown Pick and Save a few years back and the kids were going out to get the grocery carts, bag boys, and they were just cussing up a storm. And I was like, and I don't do this too often, but I was like, you might want to be mindful that there are, you know, seniors and children that don't want to hear that kind of language when you're at work. If you can keep it to yourself. But, you know, it's very hard to admonish the children when everybody's doing it and you see it in your television shows. And that's my point. And I think the politics are an imitation of the average person on the street.
Okay. Well, thank you for that point. The politics are reflecting the average people on the street. Thank you, Al from Sherman Park. We got a big announcement coming up.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. After the break, we will be giving away $5,000 for our 5K Gruber giveaway winner. And again, we've been entering contestants for the last 3 months, and it's that time, DT. They just don't know we're going to ask them to hold some, too.
Let me hold some. Using my brain. Let me hold some, y'all.
Right.
I'm going to take it to my J.P. Morgan Chase and turn that $5,000 into $150,000. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, they're going to go deposit that $5,000 and take out $4,900 just to make sure.
Look. Future ain't got nothing on me. I'm about to mess up some commas, y'all, for real.
Hey, y'all.
Let's go.
Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. The winner is coming after the break.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
One call, that's all.
Oh, yeah. DT, we know we love that. Money, money, money.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody is about to be $5,000 richer right now.
I'm so excited for whoever's about to be this winner.
Yes.
I'm so happy for you.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Right. Let's go. And so, again, this is how it's going to go. For the last 3 months, we've been entering contestants to win this $5,000 Gruber giveaway. And this morning, we are finally going to give, we're going to announce the winner. We're going to call you. Now, you have to answer. If you do not answer, we will go to the next number. So, again, if
nervous at the same time.
Right. If you have never, like, if you have a tendency to kind of flip channel search, this ain't the time to do that. You want to be locked in right now because, Ricky, are we ready? We're going to make this call? All right. Here we go.
Okay, I'm putting the mic down. I'm nervous.
All right. I am so excited for this person. Come on, you better answer. I know you listening. Hello? Is this Curly Q?
It is Curly Q.
Curly Q, you are the 5K Gruber giveaway winner. Congratulations, Curly Q. Me and DT and I could not be happier for any of our truth listeners.
Yes.
More happier than for you, Curly Q. You are a valued
awesome
listener. You are on our YouTube message board every morning. You are constantly commenting and engaging in our show. And I am personally very happy that someone who is a true, loyal, truth be told listener is the $5,000 winner. Congratulations, Curly Q. Victory speech. Hey!
Thank y'all so much. I'm so excited. I appreciate the call. I love listening to the truth and just participating. Thank you for...
And you're getting a lot of love on the YouTube message board, Curly Q.
Yes.
Everybody's happy for you. That's awesome. You deserve it. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I have a daughter that is a senior. She voted for the first time yesterday. And so we're planning for college. So this money is going to go to her.
That is so awesome, Curly Q. But before we go, what station made you a $5,000 winner?
101.7 The Truth.
Hey, you better know it.
That's
I
right.
I love it. Congratulations again, Curly Q. That is awesome. We got to take a break. We come back. And again, the love is coming for you, Curly Q, on the YouTube message board. And I love how the fact that y'all voted. Get out there and vote. Early voting is still going on until November the 3rd. Shout out to all our truth listeners. And
go
we'll continue
Curly
having these great go prizes,
Curly,
great giveaways, and great experiences for you because you deserve it. We come back from break. We're getting more into some hot topics. And again, congratulations to Curly Q for the 5K giveaway winner. And as Telly and I said before, let me hold some. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. You can stream and watch Telly and I live on our YouTube channel, which is 101.7 The Truth. Speaking of YouTube, y'all are going crazy in the YouTube message board, giving Curly Q all the love, because if you're just tuning in, you missed the Gruber 5K giveaway. And as Telly had mentioned, our valued listener, Curly Q, was the winner of $5,000.
Yeah.
And she's getting a whole bunch of love. See, this is what I love. When I see us giving us love in message boards versus hate and disrespect, this is what this board is for. And so.
It also shows good things happen to good people.
That's right.
That's the
good people.
Yeah, that's the thing that has been the consensus through all of these messages. And, you know, everyone is saying from spend it on yourself to girl, you deserve it. Good karma. everything. So, again, congratulations, Curly Q.
Yes, indeed. And you know, we were also talking about, I mean, it was funny, but it's like Houseway did J.P. Morgan Chase even allow people to deposit bogus fraudulent checks to then withdraw the money immediately. And whether they withdrew 500 at a time or went to different ATMs, J.P. Morgan Chase, you ain't got no business letting somebody who had $2.20 in their account on Tuesday all of a sudden.
But good for Curly Q. This is going to be the legit way. She, when she woke up, she had $5,000, but she's about to get it now. The legit way.
$5,000 is a whole lot less than $330,000, which you ain't nobody depositing no check.
Yeah, but like I said, you doing it the right way. You flaunt, you know, doggone
right.
Well, this $330,000 ain't legit.
And as Eastside Corey said, you deserve it. Spend that money on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Treat yourself. Treat, you know, that yourself. What's that show? Treat yourself. As we are wrapping up, also in all seriousness, the Justice Department, the United States DOJ, is suing Rocket Mortgage. So if you happen to have a mortgage loan through Rocket Mortgage, the Justice Department is filing a formal lawsuit for the alleged discrimination following Rocket Mortgage's low appraisal of Black homeowners' property. And they lowballed our community by over, and I shouldn't say our community, but Black homeowners by $200,000. They also, as part of this discrimination practice, canceled mortgage refinance applications. Just canceled them. So the lawsuit was filed this past Monday, October 21st, in the U.S. District Court in Colorado. And again, the lawsuit accuses Rocket Mortgage, which is a part of Solidify U.S. Incorporated, Maverick Appraisal Group Incorporated, of actions that violate the Federal Fair Housing Act. So again, if you have a mortgage with Rocket Mortgage or know someone who does, please let them know that they are officially part of a lawsuit, as the Department of Justice has an ongoing effort to bring an end to appraisal bias, which are preventing Black communities and other consumers of color from accessing credit and benefiting from home ownership.
Yeah.
See, that's where when we start voting, we got to make sure that we're voting for people who are tied to these types of decisions.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no doubt. You brought back something that I thought was just so ridiculous when I was trying to sell my house. And these are things that Black people have to deal with. And when I was selling my house, it was advised that you take down all the pictures and take down everything that would associate, you know, who the homeowner is. And my realtor was like, yeah, you know, you might not want to let people know this is you. And I mean, based off of, you know, who I am. But I also was like, why is it that I have to hide that a Black person owns this house in order for people to look at it in a way that it's a good house, not based off of who owns this house? So that is, you know, that is a good thing. And it's something that the practices have been going on for years and years and years.
Yes. And we're going to keep you informed as more developments emerge from this lawsuit by the Department of Justice against Rocket Mortgage for housing discrimination under the Federal Fair Housing Act. My truth of the matter is this. I know we're wrapping up and getting ready for 9 more hours of live consecutive Black Talk Radio. My truth of the matter is this. How you respond to ignorance has everything to do with how you see your worth. If you have nothing to lose and don't value yourself as a brand, go ahead and stoop to their level. But if you are someone who has a brand, someone who has character, who wants to be regarded as a respectful human being, whether it's in a leadership capacity or an individual contributor capacity, make the right choices, because every choice has a consequence. Your worth is connected to how you demonstrate your brand every day. So if it don't matter to you, then you may not care about your brand. That's my truth of the matter.
The truth of the matter. My truth of the matter is when you start to look at all of this name calling and things of that nature, we all are getting election fatigue right now. But don't let your fatigue determine what your vote is and just because of how you're feeling today. Because as we know, feelings come and go. But your vote is going to last and it's going to have a lasting impact regardless of which candidate you are riding with. So, again, don't let all of this just kind of tire you out where you just say skip it or I'm not even going to vote or I'm just going to vote for whomever because I'm tired of hearing about it. Don't let we're almost there. The election is Tuesday. So still make an informative, conscious vote that is going to benefit you and your family. That is my truth of the matter.
Great truth of the matter. Thank you so much, Telly. Up next, Sherwin Hughes. In the meantime, make it a great day. It's Halloween, y'all. Be safe. And we will see and hear y'all, Lord willing, tomorrow.
Peace out.